Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Good morning, everybody. Today's Unicorn cash code for you for the 9 o'clock hour is mood. Text mood, MOOD. Text mood, MOOD to 72881. 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. The cash code for the 9 o'clock hour on the Jeff Calkins Show for the Unicorn Cash is mood. Text mood, M-O-O-D, M-O-O-D to 72881. Of course, data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win $1,000 happens at 10 o'clock right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, right before the Jason and John Show gets cranked up. Again, text mood, M-O-O-D to 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
good morning, everybody, and happy birthday. All right, we got a new challenge in front of us, Jeffrey.
What is that challenge, Jeff?
Challenge is that the Grizzlies have they're interviewing now.
Yes.
And I could be
all ends of the spectrum.
I could be snarky and say. I could be snarky and say, they're trying something new. They're interviewing, right? And make fun of the fact that they'd interview you last time. Except guess what? That would be hypocritical of me. Oh, no. I wouldn't be walking on sunshine.
Of course.
And I like to take the high road at all times.
Totally.
But in addition to that, I didn't criticize them for not interviewing last time.
No, you didn't. You said that you actually pointed out the last times that they had done full national interviews.
I'm not anti-interviews, but they literally had just done
the last time they did a national search. It did not. The two times they did the national search for head coach, it did not work.
My point was this: they knew exactly who they wanted.
Yes.
So yeah, they could have gone through the motions and interviewed people, but literally they knew, like, their strategy, which was bring back everyone, go for add some old dudes around everyone, and convey the pick, and be in the outskirts of playoff contention. It didn't work. Like, that strategy did not work, right? And I think you can debate the strategy, and you can, I mean, they boxed themselves into this with the trade to Boston to begin with. They've been reactive to that ever since. But like, that's what they were going to do. They were like, we're gonna do this thing.
Correct.
We're gonna do this.
You could have argued with the plan, but they did actually try to implement the plan.
They could have gone and learned things from people. What? If you want to tell me don't hire J.B. Bickerstaff, that's fine. But
sure.
the
a search wasn't going to change their mind. They were going to hire J.B. Bickerstaff.
Correct.
So I'm not. But anyway, so now they are doing a search.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Jensen is now, we know, mm-hmm. has been interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's another individual who's been interviewed.
Mm-hmm. A Bond villain.
He is a Lithuanian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why every Eastern European has to be a Bond villain. Like,
have you seen him in a suit?
Actually, there's a reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was gonna say this is like total stereotyping. Mm-hmm. We're just making Eastern European people into Bond villains, mm-hmm. villains, right?
Yeah.
Like that's.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the movies.
Yes, it's because for much of our history,
yes,
Russia,
uh-huh,
as it was, mm-hmm. right, USSR,
yes,
Russia, that's Soviet been Union. The villain.
Yes, and they're back.
So they've actually been the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they're cast as the villain, because mm-hmm. they, in fact, have been,
mm-hmm.
vis-a-vis America, villainous. Now, that doesn't mean every Russian or every, but
mm-hmm.
that's been our enemy.
Good people
to the extent
all sides.
We've had our enemy, that's mm-hmm. been our enemy for ever since World War II.
Yes. Well, after, yes.
Now, Lithuania is not, but it was part of the USSR,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Indeed.
Unless I had this wrong.
No, it was.
Anyway,
it was,
this dude is
part of the Eastern Bloc.
Dude is Lithuanian,
mm-hmm.
and the challenge in front of us
mm-hmm.
is
we're just stockpiling Lithuanians.
Is learning how to pronounce his name. Now, do you have the spelling? Can you get the spelling of the name?
Yes, I do have the spelling. S-A-R-U-N-A-S.
Well, that part's easy, sure. The last name.
Okay. J-A-S-I-K-E-V-I-C-I-U-S.
It's too much for my brain.
Mm-hmm.
We're going Sarunas is Sarunas?
That let's see.
Seems to be, right? That seems to be Sarunas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the last name, I actually I've looked this up.
Mm-hmm.
But let's play it for the people.
Okay.
Sarunas Yasikaivichus.
Yasikaivichus. So here's the full sentence if you'd like to hear it.
I want to hear the
full
sentence. Yeah.
The on-court accomplishments of Sarunas Yasikaivichus establish him as an all-time great of the EuroLeague.
Sarunas Yasikaivichus.
Yes, of course. Who could forget? Like, how could you not know
the
that?
The on-court accomplishments
yes.
of Sarunas Yasikaivichus.
Yes.
Yasikaivichus.
Yes.
Yasikaivichus. Yasikaivichus.
He's just about to be SJ for me.
Sarunas. No, Yasikaivichus. Yasikaivichus is not that hard.
Okay.
It's not as tough as Antetokounmpo, is it?
Antetokounmpo?
Antetokounmpo.
Well,
Yasikaivichus.
Yasikaivichus.
Just we say it over and over again. Yasikaivichus. I don't mind it.
At least Antetokounmpo looks more. Antetokounmpo reads more like it looks than Yasikaivichus.
Yasikaivichus. You look
correct.
At the name. You don't know that it's Yasikaivichus.
Correct. Antetokounmpo reads more like it. Or you say it more like it's spelled than you do Yasikaivichus.
If you looked at how it is spelled, you would say Yasikaivichus.
Yes.
Yasikaivichus.
I would probably just start
calling Yasikaivichus.
He's one mispronunciation for me away from just being Janikowski. If we're just being completely
I think we're
honest.
Trading in, yes. Sarunas Yasikaivichus.
And
I've got the sucker down now.
I'm pretty
confident. I hope they hire him. I am so down with this because I hope. Anyway, today on the show, Jonah Jordan's going to join us in the next segment to talk about the greatest recruiting month in the history of the world by anyone ever is apparently how this is being built. Oh, John Martin has a piece up, too, that we'll talk about in a moment at The Athletic where he goes through what he thinks is happening with all of this stuff. But anyway, Jonah Jordan from the Daily Memphian is going to join us in the next segment. Chris Harrington will join us at 10 o'clock, and I will ask him very deftly what he thinks of Sarunas Yasikaivichus. And he'll be blown away by my mastery of Sarunas Yasikaivichus. Isn't it amazing what one can do?
You know, people don't understand. I went to an Ivy League college.
Yeah. So anyway, so we'll ask him about that. And we do have there's other things to talk about, including the big game tonight between Toronto mm-hmm. and Philly. Like that's a big game certainly coming up, and other matters
bench
to
clearing brawl
get to. But two things before all that. One,
all right.
On this Saruna Yasikaivichus thing, mm-hmm. how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's just tough for me to sit there and go, okay, he appears to be one of the elite coaches in the EuroLeague. It's tough for me to sit there and go, okay, that's for sure going to work here in the NBA, because I do understand their whole point of we're going to be smarter, we're going to scheme, we're going to scheme, we're going to scheme and whatnot. It's, I mean, if this were an effective strategy, someone...
I don't think
David
that's
Black
true.
It didn't work with David Black. He had the same reputation.
That's, yes, but it yeah, that's...
I most, just think coaching...
No, hold on.
In the NBA, I think managing the talent is every bit as much of the job as scheme at X's and O's.
That presumes there is talent.
Yes, that's the problem.
And therein lies
the problem.
I'm joking. No. Listen, I don't think because one European, a guy who was successful overseas, coach failed, others will. In other words,
I agree. But
just, I mean, once upon a time, there were European players who came over who weren't good, and then there are European players who came over who were good, and some are good and some aren't good. And I actually think this. Now that they are where they are, I do think, particularly with this group, Zach Kleiman doesn't know everybody. Like, he's only been, you know, two years ago, he was just doing legal stuff in the back office, mm-hmm. right? So for him to be out and interviewing everybody and making connections and learning about as many candidates as possible, I think is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Right? And so the old picking the brain, just like might as well interview as many people as possible and get a sense. And if maybe not this time, maybe down the road, get philosophies of basketball. Like I'm all... Things have changed, and so I'm all for that. And then secondly, they are obviously looking for a different type of person. And in the end, whether that person is successful will have a lot more to do with how they do in the lottery and how they do obtaining talent than with the coach's own abilities. That's the way it works in the NBA. But anyway, so this seems perfectly reasonable to me. The one thing that I do balk at a little bit is this idea that that because of Jonas Valanciunas, they're trying to make him happy. I do not believe that would be any part of this.
But you could tell me that Jonas said, "Hey, this guy is." You should interview this guy. You should talk to this guy and whatnot. But I don't think I agree.
People were interviewing him anyway. Like, I mean, he has been interviewed by other NBA teams at other times. Like, he is out there as a known entity. That's fine. It's just last time around, I think it's pretty clear that one of the reasons they kept JB was because Mark and Mike liked him, right?
Yes,
And Mark and Mike had a lot more juice than Jonas has. We don't even know that Jonas is going to be back. I don't think... You wouldn't base a coaching search if Jonas says, "I'm coming back." I've forgotten it already. Yasikaivichus. If you don't get my man Sarunas,
Sarunas Yasikaivichus.
If you don't get my man Sarunas Yasikaivichus, then I'm not coming back. Like, they wouldn't care. I mean, they're not, like, he's not in a position to. He just doesn't have that kind of sway in the organization. It doesn't matter. He doesn't matter enough.
Love you, Jonas.
No, well, I mean, we know this exactly. Like, if you get Zion, it's unclear whether you even want him back, right?
Yes, you and I've discussed this for
so months. It's just, it doesn't, like, this would not be a play to make the Lithuanian happy. That would be silly, right? Yes, that part of it I don't believe, but I think the idea of interviewing as many people as possible and learning as much as possible and getting it is funny, like, this is a totally cliche. Instead of getting the coach that everybody likes, the experienced whatever, we're going to get the new cutting edge. Like, it's totally what you do with coaching searches. It's the pendulum, right?
That's when you dated the brunette and it ends horribly. you're probably going blonde or brunette or blonde or redhead next time.
I don't think that's true at all.
I do.
You think people go hair color and dating?
Oh, yeah.
No one does
oh,
that.
Oh, yes.
No one says, because I just flamed out with a brunette, I'm going to date a blonde
You may
next.
Not, but you are not normal at
well,
all.
I acknowledge I am not normal. You think people
yes.
actually, is this true for men and women?
Yes.
People actually say,
I would always go and find the best looking girl that was dating a tall guy that was a terrible guy and always be right there just in case. Because when tall, strapping D-bag
once strikes out,
right,
you want to be
out,
there
I'm
as
right
the short
there.
Alternative?
Right, exactly.
But this is specific to, first of all, I don't believe that either. I don't believe I tried tall, now I'm going to go short works. And I certainly don't believe.
Yes.
I've just dated a redhead, and boy, it ended badly. I'm not going to date another redhead.
Mm-hmm. It works better. It's more striking of you dated brunette with a lot of brunette.
I'm on Twitter at Jeff, mm-hmm. GEOFF underscore Calkins, mm-hmm. CALKINS. Mm-hmm. He's on Twitter at
JWright929ESPN.
JWright929ESPN. Has have any of you ever done this or heard of this? That you literally made hair color part of the, even if it was not intentional, if it really, you felt that looking back at it, you have veered back and forth on hair color because mm-hmm. the previous one didn't work. Mm-hmm. I find that impossible.
People will say
of
it's coincidental,
theories,
but yes,
this
it's
is
happened.
The goofiest.
No.
John Martin has weighed in. He's only, and don't you think John Martin has had some, John Martin weighs in. I've only dated brunettes. Mm-hmm. Most of them flamed out, but I still married one.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
This is an insane, of all your goofy theories, this is the most insane. So let's see if anyone else has weighed in yet on this. Scalded, that's complete nonsense about the blonde brunette
mm-hmm.
switch.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. So far, mm-hmm. we're, now this guy is coming down a little hard. I'm not even going to read it.
Which one?
With respect to this theory, he thinks you're an idiot.
Okay.
So, Jeff Old, I'm with Calkins. There's literally no one who's ever done this. You are the only person who's ever done this.
Okay, I'm literally the only person in the entire history of the course of humanity that has ever done this?
Yes.
Scotty Oates. Most certainly. You tend to go the opposite direction of the X regardless of how it ended.
He
can do what you do. I can do what you do. I can cherry pick people that agree with me.
I'm not cherry picking. Scotty Oates is the first one who's shown up. Everybody else, Red says, I don't care much for hair color. Eye color is my thing. Okay, but do you go back and forth, Red, between blue eyes and brown eyes? And that's the other thing. What are you going back and forth between? Like, is it the hair? Is it the eyes? Is it like is it? Yeah, no. Drew says.
Tennessee Moore agrees with me as well.
Drew says, I'm with Jeffrey.
Yes, this is a
Tim
thing.
Tim says, pure poppycock. David Joyner, never.
It's
Jeffrey,
the same.
Jeff is very goofy. I'm with him. Julie Bardos, hair color does not factor.
It's
you're
the exact same
you're
thing.
In the distinct, you're at the very least in the distinct minority.
It is the exact same thing as when you had the defensive-minded.
Saluki Blue, in a word, no. You're getting crushed here. Take your defeat like a man.
Okay, because Twitter is exactly a healthy environment.
People
to,
are.
To, with the,
oh,
it's a healthy
a
environment
we're
and
the,
prism
we're the,
with which to look through with which to look through the world.
We are the poll show. And we do Twitter polls to look through the world. Do not be spitting on Twitter for this. So salute.
Woo damn balls! I stand with that. JWright929ESPN.
Who's this? Your family's weighing in. Is that right?
Yes, my family. Woo damn balls! That's my people.
Chris Sanderson. It's a seasonal thing. I've been three blondes, two brunettes, etc. It's a real thing.
Well, yes, it's like bourbon season, vodka season, whatnot. Yes, you got your blonde season, your brunette season.
Joey, drafting is like dating. Dating is like drafting. You always pick the best pick available. It doesn't matter if it's blonde, brunette, whatever. You can't try to say I'm going for mm-hmm. need.
Yes, you cannot draft for need.
You can't reach for a blonde when a brunette is higher ranked
on
your board.
You have to take the best available prospect.
Richard Gaia, blondes are always more fun. Go from blonde to more blonde. How about this? How about this? Saluki Blue raises an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
If someone has a good head of hair, do you
yes.
go b- bald next time? Is it apply to bald too? Do you say, ah, the bald guy didn't work? I'm doing the
bald men with no job.
Madison Adele. I think this is good to get the woman's perspective too. We have so far, well, the women have made Julie weighed in. Doesn't matter, right? Madison Adele weighs in. Never. I have a type. Dark haired, taller guy. So don't go standing next to her if she strikes out with a tall guy, because she's got another tall guy already on her. Whatever. The majority of guys
Crowell,
I dated,
another female.
Fit this demographic.
Everyone has
and
a
so
type, and you're always
husband.
Attracted to your type. If the breakup is bad enough, you will temporarily hook up with the exact opposite. Thank you.
She also says you're both right. Like she's trying to be a peacemaker.
Like she just doesn't want you. She wants you to not feel like that you are wrong.
Jermaine Conley is black. He says he's gone between light skin and brown skin chicks, and so so evidently it applies to skin color as well.
Yes, it's
you say
it's,
I just dated
it's personality.
A darker
it's what
skin.
You do. Something.
No one does this.
Yes, your statement is no one does this when you just had proof that people do in fact do this. This is the exact same thing.
Madison makes a good point. Never seen Jeffrey so mad. He doesn't being proven wrong well.
Oh, because you're taking it really well.
I haven't been proven wrong. I've been totally vindicated.
Yes, yes, you're right. You haven't been proven wrong because you're in denial.
You're in total insanity on this topic.
Your statement. No. Let's
535-3776. 535-3776. We're opening up the phones. Call and tell Jeffrey that he's completely wrong on this. Or if you endorse his goofy theory, tell me that you have ever literally said blonde doesn't work for me. Blonde doesn't work. I'm going brunette next time. I don't believe you people exist. 535-3776. And I think it's time that Jeffrey take his defeat like a man. Jeffrey is John Martin points and Jeffrey is really upset. You're getting crushed, Jeffrey, and you're really upset about this. If you don't believe that Twitter is an accurate reflection, how about phone calls? 535-3776, 535-3776 is the phone call. There is no one who does this who says, oh, my goodness, my blonde girlfriend, really, it was a disaster. I'm going to date a brunette next time. And in comes this stunning blonde. She's smart. She's brilliant. She's funny. And all these things. You say, nope, got to go brunette. 535-3776, 535. This is going to be difficult for Jeffrey, and I feel bad doing this, but there are times you just have to put someone in their place. And I don't even know who these names are. We go to whomever you are. You're on the line. Who is this? Okay, hold on one sec. Jeffrey is so overwhelmed by phone calls now, he can't type the names of the people into the thing. Can you call up someone for me to talk to, Jeffrey? Who's on line four? Line four is now gone. Okay, what's happening?
Jeff Calkins says, Jeffrey, who am I speaking with?
Now we get Jeffrey live. I sprung this on him, and he is upset about how the whole thing is going, and so that accounts for the thing. All right, we start with Drew. Drew, you're on.
Jeff
is this
Calkins
Drew?
Jeffrey, who am I speaking with? Okay, perfect.
I don't know who this is, Jeffrey. I hit a number. I actually have someone here on the line, but I thought it was Drew, but it's not. Hello. It's not a Drew. Now they just hung up. Joey's on line one. Okay. Joey on line one. Joey. Jeffrey, what are we going to do now?
Let's try this
Let's
call.
Put them right on. Put them directly on, okay? Put them directly on. Let's just put them directly on. Who is this? Hello, Jeff Calkins here.
Hey, Jeff, this is Joey.
Joey, thank you very much. We're going to go with this. Jeffrey is upset, and understandably, because his whole theory of dating has been proven to be poppycock, and I'm glad you've called in to put him in his place.
Yeah, here's just a couple things, Jeff. I mean, I can kind of see what he's talking about. You want to change up something after a failed relationship or an ended relationship or whatever. But, I mean, it all depends on a couple things. Number one, age and availability. Like, if I was 23 again, I could sure say, oh, I don't like the blonde girl that I was just with, so I'm going to go with a brunette. But guess what? I'm 38, and I'm bald, and I'm not necessarily in a situation where I can just pick and choose exactly who I want to be with.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Don't you find that at 38, if so, have you, are you remarried? Have you married? Ever been married?
No, I've been engaged 3 times.
Oh, my goodness. And what color hair did they have?
The first had dark hair. The second had all three of them had dark hair.
See, so they and who ended the engagements? I don't want to make this painful for you. Who ended the engagements?
No, that's all right. The first time it was mutual. We were both about 25, and it was just too early. The second one, she tore my heart out of my chest and ended our engagement and broke up via text message.
Oh my God! How far in front of the marriage?
Whoa! Engagement ended via text.
What did the text message say?
Oh God, this has been 5 years ago. I don't remember.
What was the essence of it? Sorry, we're not getting married.
Yeah, basically, hey, I'm not going to come back. I'm just moved back home, and I'm not going to see you anymore.
But the point is, as it pertains to hair color, she was a brunette. She tore your heart out, and the next person to whom you were engaged was a brunette.
Also brunette, yes.
Guys, you have, in fact, proved my theory. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I appreciate it. 535-3776.
You've completely changed the theory.
535-3776. Jeffrey is now, I think, sufficiently in control that he can handle your calls, although he is sputteringly upset. We go to Michael. Michael, you're on.
Yeah, what's going on there, guys?
Have you ever changed because of hair color? Have you ever said, brunette's not working out for me, I'm going blonde?
No, I've never. I'm married, but I've never done anything like that. That doesn't matter. Shouldn't matter anyway.
Shouldn't matter, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Michael.
But Zodiac sign should, though.
Oh. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. But Zodiac sign should. All right. That's fine. It is funny. Literally, the Lord. Answer this one. We'll take one more. The board had lit up like a... Like the proverbial Christmas tree had lit up like the proverbial Christmas tree.
I'm going to get with Skip. I think we got phone problems. I think that's the issue.
Oh, I see. Yes. All right, we appreciate all you. And let's be honest, 100% of the calls who called, who we were able to connect with.
Right.
100% of the calls that we were able to connect with put Jeffrey in his place.
Let's try one more.
We will come back. I'm willing to concede the phone's problem, but that's fine. Go ahead. Jeffrey, desperately, he wants to try one more because he wants someone to agree with him. He's going to try to keep... It's like the old, let's play one more time. One more game. Let's play one more time. One more game. He just wants a W. He's having a hard time getting a W. He just wants a W, and he has not been able to get a W. So that's fine. I'll indulge this.
We have Drew back on.
Drew, you're on.
What's up, Jeff?
How are you, dude? Good.
I'm good. I'm going to start with Jeffrey. I think people subconsciously do it, and I think there's two kids in here.
Have you ever done it?
Looking back, I have, but in the moment, I didn't realize it.
In the moment, looking back, you have. You've gone from give me the circumstances. Like, what happened? Was the bad one a brunette, a blonde, or redhead?
Redhead, but she wasn't a natural redhead. So, and it's also goofy because girls change their hair color all the time.
All right. Thank you, Drew. I appreciate it. You were nice to do this for Jeffrey. He was desperate, so you've done your act of mercy today. I appreciate that. 535-3776. Are you trying more here, Jeffrey? Okay, we're going to try more. Who do we have here? We have Terrell. Is it Terrell?
Yes, Terrell.
How are you, Terrell?
I'm doing pretty good.
How do you weigh in on this crazy theory of Jeffrey's?
I'm going with Jeffrey. It even applies to body types. If you get a real beautiful one with a body and nice face, you can lessen down and see how that works.
So wait a second. So how does it work for you? You've dated like a stunningly gorgeous woman and it didn't work out.
Yes.
And so then you went for someone who wasn't?
No, she was still, her face was stunning, but the body wasn't as stunning.
Oh, you said, listen, this whole great body thing isn't working for me. I'm going to go with someone with a And now you consciously did that.
I married the one, the less we've been married 15 years.
You married the one without the good body?
Yes.
Is she listening?
No. Probably.
You know, most of us don't have great bodies. I'd say that about myself too. If someone who had a great body had approached you in the wake of the other person with the great body, would you have said, "Sorry, I'm going lesser body here"?
It's too late now. I found love with the one I went with.
Isn't that nice? Thank you. I'm glad you did, Terrell. Oh, gosh. Thanks very much. 535-3776. We will wrap this up with Charles. Charles, you're on.
Yeah, I got to agree with Jeff. Maybe not necessarily 100%, but in general theory, yeah.
Is it applied to your own life, how has it worked out?
Well, I've been married to a blonde, and I've been married to a brunette.
After the blonde ended, did you immediately start dating brunettes?
It's been too long ago. I can't remember. But ended up with the brunette. Yeah.
And you're happy with the brunette?
Do what now?
And you're happy with the brunette?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm thrilled to hear that. All right, thank you very much. This has been absolute craziness. Thank you, Charles. This has been
Love Line.
This has been absolute craziness. The poor guy, I forgot how the third engagement ended.
The one with the that's something you have to do in person, correct?
I do believe breaking off an engagement would be something that has to be done in person.
I'm not here to strictly judge, but that's one of those ones that you got to do it in person.
Yes. Anyway, Jeffrey was, did you notice that he was going to take calls until, as much of a struggle going to take calls until he got a mm-hmm. W, and you people,
so I got three of them.
People are the nicest people in the world. You saw Jeffrey getting pummeled mm-hmm. and you came to his rescue mm-hmm. out of a mission of mercy mm-hmm. and
it's a heck of a spin zone, buddy.
And he appreciates that. We will be back in a moment with Jonah Jordan from the Daily Memphian. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gary Parrish.
This is my old pal, Michael Eaves. You were in Augusta National this weekend. Where does it rank on your list of things you've covered in person?
Yeah, it's number one. It was a Kobe's 81-point game. This is really cool stuff. But this one was the best, Gary.
It's the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Facebook.com/92.9ESPN. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offerings 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphicity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphicity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but 5-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too. Let me tell you about Octavius Nixon. He grew up in Memphis and graduated from Binghamton Christian Academy. Then he decided he wanted to start a construction company. Well, Octavius will tell you that as a 20-something-year-old African-American, it wasn't easy to find the credit he needed. Then he met a man named Tim Martin, one of the commercial bankers at Triumph Bank. Tim didn't try to find reasons to deny Octavius a loan. He tried to find reasons to say yes. Octavius Nixon and the team from Triumph Bank sat around a table and studied his business plan. They tweaked what needed to be tweaked. It wasn't just a transactional relationship. It was more of a personal consulting relationship. And sure enough, Triumph Bank was able to provide Octavius with the financing needed to buy a building and the line of credit he needed to make some hires. And right now, Nixon General Contractors is working on a project down by the riverfront. That's the kind of story that the people at Triumph Bank like best. It's a bank that's powerful enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but small enough to treat you like you want to be treated. So stop in and see the folks at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you, because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who've never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, never floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you, in hopes of showing you the light. Skechers, live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
At Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, the savings add up with an extra 20% off. Save on a pendant and earring set for mom, just $79.99. Mommy and me PJs are 40% off, plus an extra 20% off. And save on the Keurig K-Cafe coffee maker. Plus, get Kohl's cash. $10 for every $50 spent. Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid May 1st through 5th with promo code SHOP20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Earn 2 times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, your preference may be a brunette. Your preference may be a blonde. But either way, the two of you should find bliss on a mattress from Sleepy Z's, don't you think?
Most certainly so.
You know, I think we can agree
preferably
on that.
One with a lot of surface area.
50 to 80% off said mattress at Sleepy Z's. Why wouldn't you want 50%? Here's the thing. If you get a mattress from Sleepy Z's, and after that mattress, finally, it'll last a long time because they're high-quality mattresses, but you won't, like, go get a mattress from a place where you can pay 80% more. You wouldn't flip-flop that way. That would be dumb. You'll just, in the end, they have loyal customers because they know they're getting 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. And if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, don't mention Jeffries. Don't mention Jeffries. But if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get an additional 10% off anything in the store. It's been named the best mattress store for 4 straight years, for heaven's sakes. It's got more positive reviews at the Better Business Bureau than any other mattress or furniture company, because they sell furniture as well. Sleepy Z's. It's located at the corner at 2790 Kirby Wynn Road. That's right at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call, 901-692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. You never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Joined now by Jonah Jordan. Jonah Jordan from the Daily Memphian. He was shaking his head during all of this. Jonah, what is your theory on this, by the way? That was traumatic for a lot of people, I think. A, for Jeffrey, getting pummeled in the way that he did.
I agree with Jeffrey, though.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I know a lot of people.
I got that sense. No, just you. Just you.
Just me?
You're happily... You're so effing smart.
You're happily ensconced in a relationship.
Yes.
But in previous life, did you ever say, oh, didn't work out for me with a blonde, I'm going with a brunette, or vice versa?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know a bunch of people who have done this. Okay, this is a pretty common thing.
You're also making it think like I'm going from one... Like, listen, this is something that you did. This is very college.
He is riled up.
This
man.
Is a college. Well, first off, because he's completely changed. He's completely changed it just to where he just now tries to railroad me. He says his original statement was, no one does this.
It's a dumb theory.
No one does
right.
this.
And then the only people.
Just because you don't do it doesn't mean
right.
other people don't.
Let's go. meanwhile, we had the Thomas, see, this is a bad day for you, Jeffrey. Thomas White, I got to tell you, that theory explains so much about your boy Jeffrey. Yikes. And then we have Scalded. I'm old now, but, quote, they look nice naked was probably the real test.
Okay.
That remained a consistent test.
I mean,
for
yes,
him.
The number one standard will always be hot.
Jen Clark says, I've never thought I need to switch my type, which are brunettes. She goes brunettes. They've never done me wrong. That's sweet. I'm more moved from different cultural or ethnicities, but not with that intention. I can see some people doing that, though. Blake points out, you just gave Joey PTSD to prove your point. Get that man a Wingro coupon. Joey was, of course, the guy who had the three broken up engagements. Joey, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to give you PTSD to prove. Joey seemed very well adjusted to it. He
didn't seem broken up by it.
He didn't seem broken by it. Yeah.
At what point do you just get used to?
And then Ryan is.
Well, at a certain point, he might have just been like bullet dodged.
Ryan is just mean.
He's in the Matrix,
Ryan,
man.
Ryan says someone should tell Joey the only constant in all of his failed engagements is him. Like, wow.
Whoa. That was uncalled for.
That man came in here and offered.
Unsolicited.
This is advice. And you're just like. No, you can have bad luck three times in a row.
That guy needs a hug more than anything. I don't think he deserved that.
Scalded, I've gone in college in order before from brunette, my preference, to redhead, to blonde, to Ethiopian, to Korean, to Brazilian. This guy has had a good life. All three brunettes. All three to Brazilian. He had three Brazilians, as it were. And then he also said the hair didn't enter into it, which is Brazilian, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It works well together. Red, I will go back and forth, yes, but I've done the hair thing like Jeffrey before, so as a whole, I agree with him. Scotty Oates makes this irrational point. Jeff, you can't pick apart and say you won because the majority doesn't agree with you, sir, and so on. Thus endeth our discussion, our path-breaking and totally unexpected discussion on...
solving the world's problems here.
On whether people actually... It's not that it's not that I don't think hair color matters to people. I think people do have preferences in hair color, right? I think that's true. The part that I was objecting to was this idea that you would go back and forth based on this didn't work for me.
What if a blonde girl breaks up with you, Jeffrey, and then she comes next time you see her, she has red hair? Does your opinion of that person change?
For the worse. I do have a type. I agree with the whole type thing.
I certainly agree with the type.
I agree with the type thing, and often
some people say I don't have a type. You'll often hear that.
Yes,
I know it. To that, I say they're lying.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, no, I definitely have a type.
Everybody has a type. Now, you don't always date
right your type. That doesn't mean that you'll wind up the person that you marry will fit into your type. Like, I'm not saying that there, but yes, everyone does have a preference.
Everybody does have a type. And if they say they don't have a type, they're just I think they're lying to themselves. They have a type. Okay. You broke some news yesterday, Jonah.
Oh, my God.
You broke some news yesterday. That was good. That was good. You're breaking news. Here's how it works. I'll tell people how it works. Just let's get this part over with first. But in addition, we had the guy who said he married the woman with a bad body. Like, that was good, too. But, okay, let's get this over. Since we're dragging everybody through their bad moments, Joey's engagements, etc., Jonah yesterday broke the news that David Winget is...
I didn't break anything. Let's be clear.
This is my radio show. I'll talk, then you can weigh in.
Okay.
He broke the news that David Winget is going to be entering the transfer portal and will be transferring. Now, in fairness, Jason and John had basically said this on their show, that they expected him to do it. People had been expecting him to do this. It's just there it was up at the Daily Memphian. Bango! Did it actually say? I never read the story. Did it say he is transferring?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me talk. So it said he is transferring, it zoomed up the boards. Like, people, great, David Winget's transferring. Like, people all over this. They're tweeting it and retweeting it, and I was like, there's my man Jonah out there breaking news. And what actually happened was that, and this happens a lot. You write a story, and you, put it in the system because you know what's going to happen. Jonah did know that David Winget is going to transfer, and so he writes a story and he puts it in the system, and then inadvertently someone else hits publish not realizing it wasn't to be published. Like, lots of papers have obits, for example. You have obits all stacked in there. You have them in the system for when so-and-so dies. And so then you just hit publish, right? And so the idea was that whenever David Winget, whether you finally got final confirmation or whether someone else broke it and then you got confirmation, you wouldn't have to sit there and write the story from scratch because you knew it was happening anyway. So it inadvertently got published, and you did not hit publish, and nope. You regret that it was published. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't. I wrote it in the morning. By the afternoon, I wasn't comfortable publishing it, and then some things happened.
And it got published.
And it got published.
And so then you took it down and you apologized.
You apologized
for the inconvenience. That was not funny.
That wasn't my greatest. But I was like, I'm
you
so
were flustered.
So I was flustered. I mean, I got out of the shower and
the world had blown up on you.
Oh, that's tremendous.
And it was like the world had fallen on my head. And
now, are you going to go back and forth between fake stories and real stories now? Is that you going to go? Is that how you're going to go? Are you going to go back and forth between stories that are ready to publish and stories that aren't?
No.
You're
going
to mostly stick to public stories.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to real news.
You know, the truth is that like. John Martin has a piece up today, basically, it's at The Athletic, saying, here's how I see this stuff playing out. And in it, he says, David Winget's going to transfer. And so this isn't, to the extent that it hurt anyone.
Well, I just feel bad that.
He didn't want it out yet.
Yeah, that he didn't want it out. And that I had talked to his dad earlier in the day and that he didn't want it. They were approaching this in a different way. I think he's still kind of weighing through his options and seeing what he wants to do and how he wants to approach this. He's back home. It was not how I approached things at all, and it was not.
This was very much because his
dad went on Facebook and said that.
Oh, after you posted it?
And then he was upset. He was justifiably upset. I'm like, look, I'm not going to.
What does his dad say?
I don't have it in front of me.
Right.
But,
what was the gist of it?
That he was upset because in that it was irresponsible because it was. I mean, it was something that shouldn't have happened.
Right. It was a mistake.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
It was a mistake. And so he wanted to control his own process. He didn't want it all coming down on him.
Which I completely understand.
Right. On the other hand, I will say this. It is true. It was a screw up, but at this point, I mean, I'd literally been listening to Jason and John and they'd basically said he was going to transfer. Like it wasn't some. And to be clear, what's amazing about all of this is, and I do feel it is interesting. There was a kid who Tennessee recruited once upon a time. Basketball player, I've forgotten his name, from Memphis. And after a year, they basically just ran him off, right? And I wrote a column, this was in my early days at the Commercial Appeal, and I wrote a column criticizing the staff for running him off. And this is an example where, and let's be honest, Penny's running people off.
I think that.
And so if, like, you recruit David Winget, you say, you have a role here with us, et cetera, and Antoine Jones, same thing. And in the end, then after a year, you're not welcome. If this were there isn't really a natural rival anymore. If this were being done at Tennessee, though, would we be critical of Rick Barnes for running people off? I guess people just accept it's part of the deal now.
Yeah, it's just part of college basketball. And I don't think there's necessarily running people off because I know the situation has been presented to David and that, okay, you may not play next year. You can stay if you want.
Right.
Do what you think is best.
I see.
And they will help him through the process if he does.
Oh, right.
With other people, I think the situation was way different. But with David, it's they love him. He loves it here. Like there's a mutual relationship.
And he does love it here. And I would have liked to see. I mean, I'm as thrilled that the only reason this is happening is because better players are on the way.
Nick Saban ran off Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
Right. What happened with Alvin Kamara? So Alvin Kamara, what was his story?
He was originally from Atlanta.
Went to JUCO.
Went to Alabama. They said, hey, you know, it was a very similar situation. Hey, there's other NFL.
He went for a year. Was he at Alabama for a year?
There for a year or two. Let me double check.
A year or two, yeah. And then he was behind. I mean, you know how they do it. NFL running backs.
They got literally four at any
time. He went to junior college
right.
And then went to play for Butch Jones at Tennessee. And
well, look at Georgia quarterbacks. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Fields.
So, but theoretically, I mean.
Justin Fields. Oh, yeah, Justin Fields and.
Yeah, he's now at Ohio State.
And Eason is where is he now?
Eason's at Washington.
At Washington, and he's going to put up big numbers.
Yeah.
People are talking about him as a potential first-round pick next year. He was, quote-unquote, run off. He wasn't run off. He just, what happens is They keep recruiting more talent.
Right. They,
and if
they
they're
kept
better,
they
keep recruiting more talent, and it's the way it is the way it works. It is amazing, though, in all of this, given this week.
The kid at Clemson, Kelly Bryant.
Yeah.
Kelly Bryant.
They weren't going to not recruit Trevor Lawrence?
Right. Right. No. This is the way of the world. This is the way of the world. And but it is interesting that in a week when we're seeing how much money there is for coaches, how much money there is for middlemen, it just, once again, that the all this BS about how kids are the priority. And I don't mean like with David Winch. I'm not talking about that specifically.
Yeah.
The wins are the priority. Wins and making money for the institution.
I mean, that's
are the priority. Now I will say, it is interesting, though. Like, if you talk to Tom Bowen, he really does care about the kids.
Oh, the athletic department over there loves those kids. They do. They will
I mean that well beyond.
Every decision that they make over there, when it comes to money, comes from a place of how can this benefit our student athletes.
Right.
And I don't.
And that's true whether they're tennis players or whether they're volleyball players.
Golf,
they really
whatever.
Do. They love them.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's true for every athletic department, but everything I've seen from them is how does this affect the people that we are trying to help go through school here and be on scholarship here and, you know, who we've recruited to come here from other places? Because some of the at one point, the women's soccer team, more than half of those girls were from Canada. Half of the tennis team was from out of country. So it's just like they want to help their student athletes.
It is funny. If you want to see what sports, like the way people imagine the fantasy that the NCAA people have about how sports works, that is how it still works for non.
Yeah, if you want to see how college athletics is supposed to be played,
look at the Olympic sports.
Yes, just non-revenue producing sports.
Any non-revenue producing sports, because there's no one's in it for the money, because there is no money.
Yeah.
Right. And so then there is, and then they're in it for the kids.
The Memphis Rifle Team.
And whatever. Yeah, there is no money, and so they're doing what they're doing, and it does work the way it's supposed to work. Okay, so David Winget is on the way out.
Well, I think he will make a final decision this weekend. That is my feeling on the situation as
right.
it stands.
Hypothetically, where do you think he'll end up?
If he does end up leaving.
It's funny. What's interesting is that his family all came to Creighton, right? They came to that last game at Creighton. They were they were there. There were 80 people from the town where he grew up and who were there. And Antoine Jones is already there. I don't know if Creighton has room.
Anywhere in Nebraska, which Creighton is, or which Wichita State was involved in his recruitment the first time around. But that's still cart before the horse. I still think they're focused on figuring out the next few days.
No, I understand that, but I'm curious where he might end up. And Wichita State might be a place where if he does go ahead and make that decision. I know you don't. You're trying to do whatever you can do to not talk about him actually leaving. Given what happened, but that's happened. That's out in the universe, man. It is out in the. Listen, I have, as Jeffrey knows, killed people off on the radio station before.
Yes, as we were mentioning the obituary, I was like, we've done that on the air.
I have done it in print and on the air. I have said that the former academic advisor at the University of Memphis had sadly passed away, and she hadn't.
She hadn't. Yeah.
And she just retired. That's a lot like death, really.
Yes.
You know, for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then in print, this one was worse because the radio's bad. You can immediately, we got flooded with calls and you can immediately.
And she called it.
And then, did she really?
Yes. Not that day. We had her on late another day. But the worst one was when I said that Spook Murphy had died and he hadn't died. And that one was in print. And there it is. Like,
yeah, you
in
can't
print.
Change that.
And
I can take the story down and I can apologize.
You can apologize, but that Spook Murphy in print was dead. Like, I killed him off. And he was actually, now I later went and did a story on him. He had Alzheimer's and it was a really, I mean, that it was a sweet story about his relationship with Ole Miss. And like, he is a really important figure in Memphis sports. But anyway. So that means that he is, we presume, might be on the way out hypothetically. Well,
hypothetically.
We're not going to say that, et cetera, because, and which, In order of certitude of the players who are out there, who's the most rank them? The most most certain that you are of that Memphis will get them to the least certain of the players of all the players who are out there. You know the names, all of them. Rank them. Who's the most certain? Kanonis?
Most certain Kanonis, yeah.
Okay. Who's next?
RJ Hampton.
He's number 2.
Number 2.
Why?
Because I'm feeling good about that one right now. I'm feeling pretty good about that one.
You're feeling good about RJ Hampton?
Mm-hmm, at the moment. I think Memphis has been deep in there for a long time. They're working really hard to get him. I'm not convinced that he's going to go to those other schools involved in his recruitment over Memphis at the moment. Maybe Texas Tech could make a play for him because Texas schools are kind of involved. I know he's going to take an official visit there. I know Kansas is right
involved,
there.
Right?
Kentucky's the one getting the least amount of play, which I think is strange.
Okay, so that's number 2 on your – is number 2. So that's ahead of Precious. You're more confident about him than you are the Precious Tua.
Yeah, but – yeah, yeah. But
okay, Precious who's number 3?
And then Precious would be 3. Trenton Watford.
How about the kid from Arkansas?
Rajon. I'll wait until after the NBA Combine.
Well, you got to rank him in mind.
I have to rank him.
Yes, that's the game.
That's the game?
Yes.
Precious and Rajon, but those are
tied.
Like, there's
right.
not a huge drop off.
So you go Lester, then Hampton, then
I will
Precious
say,
and
there's not a huge drop off between RJ and Precious. Like those and Rajon, those guys are right there.
Right there.
Right there. And then drop off.
And then big drop off Trenton, we don't think is coming.
Trenton's situation's interesting. I think it's a really interesting because he could commit at any time to anywhere. Like I think LSU's gotten back in there, Alabama's back in there.
Most people think he's going to Alabama.
Yeah, right. Like, and I think a bunch of uncertainty at LSU kind of opened that door, and then the new coach obviously opened that door for him to get reacquainted with Alabama as a home state school. They did what they needed to do. They showed, hey, you can come in state and you can win. And I think that really.
And then in the other news yesterday was, or I don't know where this I saw it, read it, whatever. The strength coach has been replaced. As being in the process of being replaced.
Yeah.
When Penny took over, he was sort of urged not to make too many changes at the outset, and so he kept a bunch of people. Do we have any thoughts on what's happening with the strength coach?
I'm interested to see who replaces him because you're going to need them to get in fast, get acquainted with what Penny wants very fast. You got a bunch of guys coming in. You got James who needs that kind of help. I mean, DJ... They need to get in the weight room right away. They need to start doing the things that Penny wants them to do right away. So it's kind of interesting that they waited until what day is it? May 2nd, and people report in like a month. So you got to get that done quick.
You're going to – because you don't want – it is funny. I don't know why it is. Memphis has never been a school – Cincinnati has a – we're back to types.
Yeah.
Cincinnati has a type.
Hey.
And their type is big, strong, and burly, right?
Well, Memphis has a type.
Also my type.
Tough guy.
Yeah. When I think of a Memphis player.
Big, strong, and burly. But Memphis players are like they're Snap Hunter, for heaven's sakes. Like, they're
Joe
skinny.
Jackson. Joe Jackson.
They're
That's
skinny.
What I think of.
They're little.
Yeah, I think of Joe Jackson.
They're fast. They're athletic.
It really is
tough.
Amazing how Joe is kind of like the prototype. Yeah. Like, when you mention the Memphis type, your mind immediately goes to Joe
my
Jackson.
My mind automatically goes to Joe Jackson. Small guy.
See,
fast, athletic.
I go
tough
taller.
As nails.
My quintessential Memphis player. I mean, who's my quintessential Memphis player?
Like Joey Dorsey wasn't outlier.
No, he was Joey, and they have.
Joey's more of a Cincinnati guy.
Chris Massey is the quintessential Cincinnati guy who ended up here.
Love Chris Massey.
Chris Massey is a Cincinnati guy. And Joey was not a Memphis guy either.
Chris Crawford, mate? Are you thinking of Chris Crawford?
Yeah, he could be. He was actually fairly stout. Not stout, but he was solid. Chris Crawford was solid.
For some reason, my mind.
Markel Crawford.
Yeah.
If it fits that.
Whatever.
For some reason, Darius Washington Jr. also comes to my mind. But
anyway, all right. Go out there and break some more non-news.
Won't happen again.
Hey, no, you beat everyone to the punch.
Yeah.
And it is going to happen.
There is no worse feeling.
You know what you are? You're a prophet.
In the world.
You're a prophet.
There's no worse feeling in the world.
Oh, that's not
than,
true. There are worse feelings.
Well, for me, because I take it pretty seriously.
Yeah, I understand you, and you really do feel bad about that, and I don't mean to be rubbing it in, but at least you haven't had your heart broken 3 times in a row, right?
That's true.
So you've got that going for you. Redeemers Group, by the way, if you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, your floors are sinking or sloping a little bit, Redeemers Group. Redeemers Group, Redeemers Group, Redeemers Group. Now's the time to give them a call. Also, if you have any, they handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, all those sorts of things. And you can have them out at no cost at all. No cost at all. Just give them a call at 541-8765, 541-8765, and they will come out and look at your home. And they're not going to, say, oh, try to scare you. They're just going to give you an honest assessment. If there's something going on, they will tell you. If there's nothing going on, the great thing is they will reassure you. This is nothing to worry about. I've actually had people who have used Redeemers Group have told me they came out incredibly nice, professional, said not a problem, and had the peace of mind that came with that. If there is a problem, they can fix it. I've had people who've come out, got water seeping into the basement. They sealed it up. No more problems. And if
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.